This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. It's Tuesday, so we'll turn to our One Crisis Away project about life on the financial edge. Today, we're looking at hunger, specifically the link between food security and other financial habits. The North Texas Food Bank's Hunger Center has studied that connection, and Richard Amory is the food bank's research director. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This study started with a survey of 1,000 food pantry clients. What did you actually learn about how hunger shapes other financial practices?
We partnered with economists at SMU to see if we could discover what other factors increase the risk of food insecurity for the households that we serve. People often use words like poverty and hunger interchangeably as if they're synonymous, but they really aren't. A majority of U.S. households in poverty are food secure, and there are millions of moderate income households that are at risk. People answered a lot of questions for us, including a whole set of questions about financial management skills. They covered four areas of financial life: knowledge, practices, confidence, and beliefs. And they asked the question, does more of this skill make people more food secure? And their answer was yes, very much so.
So those skills you're talking about, can you give us a couple examples?
Something like knowledge is how well do you understand how interest rates work? Practices are whether you use a budget, how often you review bills for accuracy, do you pay bills on time? Confidence is simply how confident you are in your ability to manage your money. And beliefs are whether money management is an important value for you.
So when you're hungry, all of this is less emphasized in your life?
You have to imagine a bell curve of financial management scores. So there's 1,000 of them. On the left side of the curve, you have 500 people who got lower scores. To the right, there's 500 who got higher scores. What the researchers found is this: if you can narrow that gap between the two sides, if those in the middle of the left side could get closer to the skill level of those in the middle of the right side of the curve, they could decrease their risk of hunger by about 18 percentage points. In other words, nearly one in five of them could become food secure. They did something which is rare in this type of research. They describe lower financial management skills as a cause of food insecurity, not just a correlation.
How could lower financial management skills cause hunger?
Well, I guess it comes down to, given the situation that you're in, given the income that you have, what are you able to do with the money that you have, and what choices do you make? And to what degree are you able to be smart and not get taken advantage of by predatory lenders? To what degree can you take care of yourself and protect yourself given the economic environment in which we all live?
What's the one thing everyone should take away from this research?
It doesn't mean that food insecurity is just an individual issue or one that can be resolved through educational programs. Good jobs, affordable housing, access to healthcare, strong systems of support for children, seniors, and people with disabilities are absolutely critical. But I think it does suggest that financial management skills can make a real difference. And for those of us who think about and respond to food insecurity every day, that's really important.
Richard Amory of the North Texas Food Bank, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.